This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional special and to our current series, Resolving Conflict. And today we're at part 23. And as I said earlier, we're going to be looking at Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 23. This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is preaching an incredible sermon. But I want to start at verse 22. Jesus says this, "But I say to you, even if you are angry with someone, you are subject to judgment." Watch. He says, "If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell."
Whoa.
Basically, Jesus is saying, you call someone an idiot, it's time to mount to murdering that person. And earlier on, I was speaking about a time when someone pulled out in front of me in a car, and I screamed at the top of my voice, "You idiot!" And I had to repent immediately. Verse 23, this is what we're looking at. "So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar and go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God." It's a way of resolving conflict, beloved. This is Jesus talking. This is Himself, Jesus Himself, bringing these words to you today. We don't offer sacrifices like they did in those days, but what we do is we're in church and we bring our offerings and our tithes before Almighty God. And Jesus is actually saying here, your offering or your tithe is useless to the body of Christ whilst you have something against someone else. This is how serious it is. This is not just a tiny little point that Jesus is mentioning, because if it were, I don't think Jesus would have taken this time to mention it. This is vital to the body of Christ and vital to heart unity within the body of Christ. We know the church is the people. Ecclesia means people, and ecclesia means church. The two are intertwined. People, a community of people. And there needs to be heart unity within that community of people. If there is no heart unity and there's backstabbing and backbiting and all of this sort of stuff, it brings the church down, it brings the body down. I was talking to a friend of mine just now, a church that I often go and preach at. It's a small church, but a wonderful church, a wonderful body of Christians. But their church is closing in February. He told me that today. Only today he told me that. In February, their body is closing. Because the numbers are dwindling. The people are getting less. And there's no more people coming in. Why? Because there is no heart unity within that body of Christ. And he would admit that. As he said to me, there are problems, there is sin. Well, there's sin in everybody, but there are problems within that body. And also, the people are dying off. Beloved, We're talking about the body of Christ here. We're talking about how we can achieve heart unity. We're talking about how we can resolve conflict within the body. Now you get bodies of Christ where there are thousands of people involved. Maybe your church is like that. Maybe your church, there are thousands of people in your church. And the same thing applies. In actual fact, it's even greater in a large church because there are so many people. And therefore, with so many people, it's very, very difficult to get heart unity. But this is what we have to strive for. And that's why Jesus is teaching us the way he's teaching us. He's saying, if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, let's just change that to, if you are bringing your tithes and offerings before Almighty God and you're in church, you're amongst your congregation, and you've got something against someone, then Jesus says in verse 24, leave your sacrifice, leave your offering, leave your tithe at the altar and go and be reconciled with that person. Then come and bring your tithes and offerings before God. He goes on to say, when you're on the way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly, otherwise your accuser may hand you over to the judge. He's saying settle it quickly. If you have done something to offend your brother, your sister, then go to that person and say, look, I'm so sorry. If they are not prepared to accept your apology and forgive you for that, beloved, it's their problem. It is no longer yours. You have done what you needed to do, but you have to have short account. You have to make sure that you do this. You have to make sure that you try and reconcile the best you can. And actually, I would advocate that you pray earnestly before you even attempt that. Some years ago, I was an actor, and I was going for a part in a big movie, In the Name of the Father. It was a big, big movie, Oscar nominations and all sorts going on. And I was going to get a part in this movie, and I'd gone to the casting, and I so wanted this job. And I was praying all the way there and all the way back. And that I think that was on a Friday. And on the Sunday, I was driving to church, and I continued to pray as I was driving to church. I was on my own that day. And I was praying out loud in the car, Father, I want this job so badly. I pray in Jesus' name that you would let me have this job. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I worship you in spirit and in truth. And on and on and on and on I went. And the Lord whispered into my shell-like ear, and he said to me, I want you to be reconciled with Owen. Pardon? What are you saying, Lord? What's that all about? Reconciled with Owen? I can't stand the guy, Lord. Please give me a break. Cut me some slack here. God said, be reconciled with Owen. I had to call Owen right there, and I remember phoning him and saying to him, is it possible that you could meet me in McDonald's before church this morning? And he said, yes, of course. And I met him, and I asked him to forgive me for my attitude toward him. And we became the greatest of friends right after that meeting. We really did. God Almighty wanted me to reconcile with Owen, and that is exactly what I did. Now ask me if I got that job in that film. No, I didn't. But that didn't matter. Beloved, listen to me. That did not matter. What mattered was I was reconciled with Owen. And I loved that guy from that moment on. I had a love for him. And I continued to have a love for him all the time I was at that church. This is really important, beloved. On Facebook nowadays, it's so easy, isn't it? You have an argument with someone and you block them. End of story. You don't have to deal with them ever again. But I humbly ask this question. Is that really what Jesus wants? I humbly ask this question, is that what we are supposed to do? Because Jesus is saying, if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember, watch that word, suddenly, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, whoa, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to Almighty God, whether it be in the body of Christ, whether it be on Facebook or on Twitter, wherever it happens to be. Today, with social media, it is so easy to make friends with people because they are like-minded, they are like you, they also love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart and with all their soul. I've got very few people on my Facebook page that don't love the Lord. Very few. Very, very few. Beloved, I believe it's important that we reconcile and we ask for forgiveness when we have done something wrong. We ask for forgiveness even if we don't realize that we've done something wrong, but perhaps we've made a rash decision. We need to be reconciled so we can bring heart unity to the body of Christ. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that, and I will go on preaching that until my dying day, simply because this is what Jesus is talking about. And beloved, believe you me, this is what is going to resolve conflict and bring about heart unity. I would say this to you now. Who is it? Who is it in your heart right now? Who is popping into your mind right at this moment? Because I know somebody is. Whoever that person is, I believe the Lord is encouraging you now to be reconciled the best way you possibly can. And I'm not saying phone them up straight away. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this. Pray earnestly now for the Lord to give you the right direction to then bring about unity between you and that person, even though you've done nothing wrong. By you making the approach and saying, I may have done something to offend you, I am so, so sorry. Please forgive me. You have done your part. The rest is up to them. I firmly believe that. In Jesus' name. Maybe God doesn't want you to be buddy-buddy and friends with that particular person, but we are called to love. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus has loved us, we are called to love one another, whoever it happens to be. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring about resolution in the hearts of your beloved children. I pray now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Respond to what God is telling you, because I know He's speaking deep into your heart right now. And I give Him all the glory and all the praise and all the worship due His holy name. Amen.